Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Brueghert. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Brueghert. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foley. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Unser goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Parrish scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brueghert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brueghert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimsley strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brueghert. Cash moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Mike Brueghert. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Butch Metzger now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Cash moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Siebert now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Unser steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimsley takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Grimsley moves to second. Dave cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, with Foley covering, and Grimsley is picked off. Two outs. Dave cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Grieve pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Myrick now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing left field. Del Unser now playing first base. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.